let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the case of Hariza Gitach Amanash Tishamsh is Abba Shteshanim, Amanash Tiki is Bonai Shteshanim. If a person gave his wife a get on condition that you serve my father or that you nurse my son for 2 years, Meis HaBen, Rikshu Amar Ha'av, Efshi Shetem Shamshenu Shaloi B'Hakpada, Ein HaGet. If the son dies before 2 years, or the father refuses her work even if she did not upset him, the get is not effective because he so specified. The Gemara cites a braisa. If he first stipulated before two edim that the get is amanas that she serves his father for 2 years, but afterward he stipulated before two other edim that the get is amanas that she pays him 200 zuz. He does not intend for the second tonight to cancel the first tonight. Therefore, she is divorced if she fulfills either one of the two conditions. However, if he first stipulated 200 zuz, and afterwards stipulated a larger sum of 300 zuz, he does intend for the second tonight to cancel the first tonight, and she's divorced only if she pays him 300 zuz. Before we begin the halachas of the Mishnah, let's clarify the location of the three cities mentioned in the Mishnah as per the conclusion of the Gemara. Antifras is a border town in Yehuda. Kfar Usnoi is right across the border in the Galil. Akko is in Eretz Yisrael at the border. We will also explain the Mishnah according to the conclusion of Abaya. Zok the Mishnah, Hareze Gitich, Imloi Basi Mekana Shleshim Yoim, V'hoya Hoylech Mi Yehuda LeGalil. If a person in the Yehuda region was traveling to the Galil and he gave his wife a get, and trade Tanoi Kamala, he made two stipulations. Imatina le Galil la'altu lahavagita. If I reach my destination, the get shall take effect immediately. Or, Vimishtahina ba'urcha tlasin yaymen v'la'asina lahavagita. If I do not reach my destination, but the trip takes 30 days, the get shall also take effect. Therefore, Higilan tifras v'chazer batal Tanoi. If he only got to Antifras and returned home, the get is not effective because neither condition was met. The first tonight was not fulfilled because he did not reach the Galil since Antifras is still in Yehuda. And the second tonight was not fulfilled either because his trip did not take 30 days. Similarly, if he was traveling in the other direction from Galil to Yehuda and made these two tonight, if he only got to Kfar Usnoi and returned home, the get is not effective because he did not reach Yehuda, since Kfar Usnoi is still in the Galil, and his trip did not take 30 days. The Mishnah concludes with the case of Hariza Gitech, Kozman She'aver Mekineged Panayach Shleshim Yoim. The person gave his wife a get and stipulated that the get shall take effect only if I leave and do not see you 30 days. Even if he went and returned several times within 30 days, the get is effective because they were not secluded. The Gemara asks, "V'holei avar, why is the get effective? He was not away for 30 days." The Gemara offers two explanations. Rav Huna explains, "My panayich tashmish." He used a more refined term referring to marital relations, and the get is effective because they did not have relations for 30 days. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Lo im panayich mamish." His tonight did refer to actually being away. However, Mikatani Harizum Bugurashis, Harizi Get Katani. The Mishnah does not mean to say that they are divorced, but rather that the get is still kosher, so that if he subsequently leaves for 30 days, she will be divorced, and this is not considered a get yashan, because they were not secluded. And there's also no concern for Shema Pius. The husband might claim that they reconciled and were secluded, because this is a case of Ba'imr Nemenis Alai Loi Mishle Basi. He stated that his wife shall be believed in testifying that they were not secluded. Zok the Mishnah, Hareze Gitech im Leibasi Mekan Vayod Beis Chodesh, Umeis Betech Yod Beis Chodesh, Ein HaGet. If a person gave his wife a get and stipulated that the get shall take effect only if I do not return before 12 months, if he dies before 12 months, the get is not valid, because Ein Get La'achar Misa, a get cannot take effect after death. However, Hareze Gitech Me'ach Shevim Leibasi Mekan Vayod Beis Chodesh, Umeis Betech Yod Beis Chodesh, Hareze Get. If he stipulates that the get shall take effect now if I do not return before 12 months, even if he died before 12 months, the get is valid because he stated me'achshav, in which the get takes effect l'mafreya, retroactively from when he was still alive. The Gemara says, Rabbi Seinu hitiruha li nasek. A later Bezdin ruled that even in the Reisha, where he did not state me'achshav, she is also permitted to remarry and does not require yibum. And this get also takes effect retroactively from when he was still alive, because they concur with Rabbi Yesi, who holds Zman Eishol Shtar Mechichlev. The date of the get indicates that he meant a get me'achshav, because he had intended only for a get la'achar misa, then there would be no need for the current date. The Gemara proceeds and asks, Ki sharituha le'alter sharituha? Does this get take effect when he dies l'mafreya, even though it is before 12 months? Because the Holy Asi, he certainly will not return, and now the Tanai is fulfilled. Or la'achar yud bischeide sharituha. The Ho'i Kaim le'tanai. The get takes effect only after 12 months l'mafreya, because only then is the Tanai actually fulfilled. Mishnah continues, Im le'basi mekan v'yud bischeidish, kisvu b'tnu get le'ishti. If he stipulates, if I do not return before 12 months, you should write a get and give it to my wife. Kisvu get b'tich yud bischeidish, v'nesanu la'ach yud bischeidish, ain't a get. If the get was written before 12 months, even if they gave it to her after 12 months, the get is not effective, because he specified that they write it only after 12 months. However, there's a machlekes if he reversed the sequence of his statement and said, Kisvu b'tnu get le'ishti, im le'basi mekan yud bischeidish. Write a get and give it to my wife if I do not return before 12 months. Kisvu b'tnu beis chaydish, v'nesan el achayud beis chaydish, in a get. If the get was written before 12 months and they gave it to her after 12 months, the Tanna Kamma holds that the get is not effective because he specified that they write it only after 12 months. Rabbi Yisi emr kizeh get. Rabbi Yisi says that in this case the get is effective because hachi kama. Kisvu me'achshav, v'tnu im le'basi. He intentionally said kisvu b'tnu before imlei basi, so that they should write the get now and deliver it only if he does not return after 12 months. While the Tanna Kamma holds leishna hachi b'leishna hachi, there is no difference. In both cases, he meant that the get be written only after 12 months. The Mishnah continues, kisvu la'achar yud beis chaydish, v'nesanu la'achar yud beis chaydish, v'mes. If he stipulated that after 12 months they should write a get and give it to my wife, and they did so and he died, Im haget kaidin lemisa, I raise a get. If the get was delivered before he died, the get is effective. The emisa kaidin leget, ain't a get. If he died before the get was written, the get is not effective because ain't get la'achar misa. V'im ain't yedua, zuhi sha'amru mugureshes v'ainu mugureshes. And if it is uncertain which one happened first, she's only divorced l'chumra, in which chaylet says v'loy misa bemes. She may not perform yibum because perhaps it was a get, but she must perform chalitza because perhaps it was not a get. Hanulach Perak Mishaav, so we have Baruch Hashem completed the 7th Perak and we'll begin the 8th Perak Hazarik in the next Shir B'ezras Hashem.